when you say something like you can't give away what you don't have, that if you don't have something, you can't give it away. But you'd be surprised at how many people struggle with this idea and with this concept of trying to find out why the things that they would like to have in their life just don't show up. If you don't have love for yourself and carry around love for yourself and carry around this higher energy of love, you obviously can't give it away. And I speak a lot about energy, and I want to speak about energy here in this particular principle, particularly as we think about the extra mile and it not being crowded. That everything in the universe is energy. And energy doesn't come in good and bad, and it doesn't come in right and wrong. It comes in high and low, and it comes in fast and slow. And that very quickly and very simply, energy moves from low to high. And that energy moves like the world of the solid, which we think of as stationary, is really nothing more than energy that has been slowed down so that it vibrates approximately to the frequency of your senses. So that the reason that your hand appears to be solid is not because it's solid at all, but because your eyes, which observe it, are vibrating at approximately the same frequency as that which you are observing. Because you know that if you take your hand and put it under a microscope and turn up the magnification, you're going to see a dance. And the more magnification you get, the more dance of particles that you get. First you'll get molecules, then you take a molecular microscope and you turn that up, and you see inside the molecules there are atoms. You take an atomic microscope and you turn up the magnification, and inside the atoms of this thing called your hand, there are electrons and neutrons and protons and so on. Then you turn up the magnification on the electron microscope and you find that there are subatomic particles. And then you turn up the magnification further on these quarks and you find out that they're tinier particles. And until you put them in a particle accelerator, these tiniest particles, and you ram them together at 250,000 miles an hour until they collide, and then you open up the particle accelerator and you look inside and you discover there are no particles, that everything is just energy. And it goes back to what St. Paul said, that which is seen hath not come from that which doth appear. That everything in the universe is just energy, and it's just everything is moving, but some things move faster than others. So that the world of the solid is a very slowed down energy. It's just energy that's been slowed down. It approximates the frequency at which your eyes and your ears are processing and picking up things. And then you move to a faster energy, which is the energy of sound. And the energy of sound is nothing more than sound waves that are out there. We can't see them, we can't get a hold of them, but you just take an oscilloscope and an audiologist and you can pick up the sounds, and the sounds, sound energy just goes high, and it goes low, and it goes fast, and it goes slow, but it doesn't come in problems. There are no problems in what you hear or what you see. There's only energy moving fast and slow, high and low. It only becomes a problem when you process it in a certain way. And then we move to a faster energy, the energy of light, which moves faster than the energy of sound. And then we move to the energy of thoughts, and every thought that we have has an energy. And in a wonderful book called Power Versus Force, Dr. David Hawkins has elaborated a system called a map of consciousness in which they identify every thought that we have and its energy component. So that lower energy, that a thought of shame, for example, and a thought of hate, and a thought of fear, and a thought of stress, any of these kinds of lower energy thoughts are thoughts that weaken us. And I'll talk more about these in the last principle in this program, the 10th principle. And then we get to looking at what thoughts and what energy they have, and why would I have certain thoughts if they weaken us, until ultimately we get to the fastest and the highest energy in the universe, which is the theory upon which a spiritual solution to every problem is based, the notion that spiritual energy is the fastest energy in the universe. And that when we bring the energy of spirit to the presence of the energy of problems, because all of our problems show up in the world of form, in the world of the solid. That's where we have them. And when we can bring spiritual energy to the presence of spirit, or to the presence of form, rather, we nullify that. So that if you're in a dark room and someone brings a candle into that room,